Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Hello! Why is my child so stubborn? That is our question and answer live topic today. So welcome to The Impactful Parent. My name is Christina. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent. And every week I come on and answer one of your questions live right here. And today we're going to talk about why is my child so stubborn? Now, the reason could be several reasons, but I'm going to have you entertain one special reason today and see if it resonates with you, because this could absolutely be why you feel like your child is so stubborn. Have you ever had your child scream something like, I know they're talking about me right now, or they hate me, or I just always screw up, or I never get things right? Well, if this sounds familiar, then this video is for you. All of us, even children, they get stuck in what is called thinking traps. Now, what are thinking traps? They're when our emotions get the best of us and we start to interpret our situation in a way that is unrealistic, it's unhelpful, and it triggers anxiety and stress and sadness and even anger. It's like our brain is stuck and we become a broken record inside of our head, and these negative thoughts often get repeated over and over and over again. And anytime that you say something to yourself over and over and over again, after a while, you begin to believe it. That is why these thinking traps are pretty dangerous and why we need to stop them and really help our children not do them. We don't want our children to think negatively about themselves consistently, and that's what kind of thinking traps do. Now, let me give you another example that I've personal example from my own house. My daughter was crying one day and she wouldn't stop. She sobbed in her pillow and held her blanket tightly. And I walked into her room and I said, what's going on? What happened? And she responded with, well, my whole assignment is ruined. I'm going to fail for sure. I might as well just give up. Okay. Now, I didn't know what to do at the time. And I sat there and I listened and I tried to empathize. And I told my daughter that she doesn't really seem to be thinking rationally. Those don't seem to be matching reality. And I told her, I don't think you're going to fail. Please don't give up. You can do this. I was offering encouragement, but of course she wouldn't hear it. She rejected everything I had to say. I offered advice when she was ready, but guess what? It didn't help. So if this is familiar to you, yeah, did I think my child was stubborn? Absolutely. When they get stuck in these thinking traps, they seem so stubborn. But the child is not being irrational, their thoughts are being distorted. And that's what psychologists call this. They're actually called cognitive distortions. Their perception of reality is skewed. And you hear them say things like, he thinks I'm stupid, or if I don't have my phone, my life is over. Well, my heart goes out to you parents, because I know this is really difficult to not only combat, but to handle, because it's really, really frustrating. That's why we're going to talk today about thinking traps, because step one is really knowing what they are so that we can start recognizing them. If you can recognize that your child is stuck in a thinking trap, not only will it help you not see their behavior as being quite as stubborn, but it also gives you an opportunity to help them. And so today I'm going to explain to you in this video several of the most popular kinds of thinking traps, which are so informative, you really need to know about. And then I'm going to end with four suggestions on how to combat those thinking traps. And then lastly, I'm going to give you a bonus at the end. So stay with me, because we got a lot of great things happening today in this video. Now, as your child evolves into their adulthood, especially they become a teenager, these thinking traps become a lot more prevalent, right? We hear our teenagers saying these a lot. But as I teach you about thinking traps today, consider that we do them also as people. Everybody does them. So if we can start recognizing our own thinking traps and stopping those, that's also an amazing thing that you can do for yourself today with this video. Now, let's get started. What are those thinking traps? The first one is called fortune telling. Now, this is when we predict the future will turn out badly. Your child might say things like, I couldn't get an A last semester, so I'm not going to get an A this semester either. Or they might say something like, no one's going to come to my party. I just know it. But they don't really know how things are going to turn out. They're trying to predict the future. That's not what we want them to do. It is a thinking trap. The next common thinking trap is called black and white thinking. This is when we only see our situation in terms of extremes, good or bad, success or failure. In your child, it might look like if they had a test and they failed, for example, now they might be saying things like, I'm just stupid, or I don't know anything. If they have a close friend, maybe who got angry with them, now they can say things like, I'm completely friendless. No one wants to be my friend anymore. So you see, there's no in between in their thinking. It's black or white. These kids use the words always and never a lot. So those are red flags for this type of thinking trap. Everything is either super good or everything is super bad when most life situations fall somewhere in the middle. So that's what we need to get our kids to realize. The next kind of thinking trap is called catastrophizing. And just like it sounds, we catastrophize a situation. Oh my goodness, so common in my household. I don't know about you, but this is when you imagine the worst possible case scenario is going to happen. So if your child has an exam and they don't do as well as they thought, now they're saying things like, I'm never going to get into college because they failed one exam. Or in smaller children, I hear this in my classroom quite a bit, but they'll come in and say, my parents were arguing. I think they're going to get a divorce. See, they automatically catastrophize the situation and jump to that worst case scenario. What worries me the most about catastrophizing as a thinking trap, if your child does this, is that a lot of times they are imagining a danger happening. They're overestimating some kind of imaginary danger. And this brings on a lot of anxiety. You'll hear your kids say like, I'm going to die, or it's going to give me a heart attack. And that disaster and that threat of fear that's now happening in their body typically causes one of two reactions. The first is either withdrawal and hide because you're scared, right? Or stand up and fight because you're doing a fight mode. I'm going to protect myself. So a lot of kids that do catastrophizing can be aggressive. And it's because they perceive a threat, even if it's not real. They're perceiving a threat, so then they're going to try to stand up for themselves. So it might explain some of your child's behavior if that one resonates with you. The next kind of thinking trap is called mind reading. This trap occurs when we believe that we know what other people are thinking. Like, I know they hate me because of the way they look at me. Or, I know my teacher thinks I'm stupid because I didn't get all those questions right. They jump to conclusions when really you don't know what other people are thinking. And I feel like teenagers do that one quite a lot. The next thinking trap is called ignoring the positive. Now, this happens when we only pay attention to the bad things and overlook the whole picture, which usually has some good in it too. We can't come to a balanced conclusion at all, and often this thinking trap manifests itself in belittling our successes. So you have kids say things like, well, I know I did it, but that doesn't count. Or, oh, I understand, but I just got lucky. So I don't like this thinking trap because it focuses on the one bad thing and ignores all the other things that were good. And it hones in on that bad, which is a really bad habit for our kids to get into. We don't want our kids to focus on the one negative thing. In my own household, another personal example is I have a child who is a perfectionist. And for the longest time, I was struggling with this thinking trap with him. He would focus on the two problems, or one even problem, that he got wrong on the exam instead of the 99% of the exam that they got correct. And it caused a lot of turmoil and anxiety in that child. So these thinking traps are real and we need to help our kids. There's one more I'd like to mention to you that I think is really common, and that is it's like the out to get me thinking trap. This is when our kids think that everyone and everything out there is out to get them. And these kids feel the world is against them because they have a perceived threat. And even though it might be imaginary, it's a threat to them. A lot of these kids that are stuck in this thinking trap will also be aggressive because they're trying to protect themselves. It brings also a lot of anxiety on and anger management issues. So if this video was helpful, I'd like for you to check out a couple of other free videos that I have for you. They're webinars, free, absolutely free, and they're going to go in more depth about what's going to help to take those behaviors and change them in your child. It's an 8-step process. That's why it's a different video than today, but they're absolutely free, and I really encourage you to join to sign up for them and check those out. I'll leave those in the show notes down below. I have one for anxiety, if you have a child whose thinking traps manifest in anxiety, and I have a different one for thinking traps that manifest in that more aggressive anger. And again, those links will be below, but these webinars, it's only about 20 minutes, which most webinars, if you've ever been many webinars, they're very, very long. Mine is not. I get straight to the point, try to give you those 8 steps that you need to change behaviors. And I give you a free bonus at the end of that video also for taking the time out to watch. But if you can even get 2 or 3 different new tips to help your child that you didn't know before, which I know you will, then it's worth your time to watch it. So please go to those links down below. Now let's get to 4 quick tips about how you can combat some of these thinking traps, especially if anything I said today resonated with you and your child. And again, it even could be with you. You might realize, wow, I do that thinking trap all of the time. So here's 4 quick things to kind of help you with that. Again, I'm going to go into much more depth into it in that behavior management program. So first tip number 1, you need to help your child get grounded. Okay. This means that you have to help them think of something different for a while, to move their attention away from the problem just for a little bit, because we're trying to activate the logical side of their brain. Because as you know, if you resonate with this, when they're in a thinking trap, they are very irrational, and it is not going to work to try to talk to them in that moment. So sometimes we need to distract them a little bit. It could be concentrating on their breathing. It could be concentrating on their heartbeat, or having them count backwards, but trying to activate that logical side of their brain, or maybe taking a break for a bit and then coming back and revisiting the problem. My suggestion number 2 is to teach your child about thinking traps. Make them aware of what they are and why they're a problem. If you have a child, especially if they're younger, you can describe these kind of thinking traps to them in simple languages. And as they become teenagers, they might have the ability then to realize they're in a thinking trap and be able to help themselves get out of it. It's a huge benefit. If you already have a teenager, just explaining it to them, it takes some practice, but they can get it too. Step 1, again, is awareness. You don't know what you don't know, right, guys? And so if you teach your child about what thinking traps are, then sometimes they can identify them and then realize that they're not thinking rationally. My tip number 3, give your child a reality check, because they're going to be thinking irrational. So this is by asking them lots of questions to make them realize that the problem may not be as bad as it seems. For example, you might be asking your child, what's the probability of that really bad thing happening? Or problem solving with them, if the really bad thing happened, then what would you do next? And you just start problem solving with them, and you have to actually ask those questions, because telling them, honey, you're thinking irrationally, that's not going to work, or of course you're not stupid, don't say that, or you're going to be fine. All of those are great encouragement for parents to do, but it's really not going to work to help them get out of thinking trap. So you have to ask them a question, and they have to think of the answer and tell it to you on their own in order to really internalize it. You telling them the answer of, really, it's going to be okay, they're not going to believe you. So they have to come up to that conclusion on their own. And lastly, my 4th tip to you is to role play different situations that could also happen besides the one horrible idea that they have in their brain that they can't get out of. By role playing the situations, especially if they're younger, they start to internalize the other options that could happen to them a lot better. Now, Parents, this is just the beginning. To find out more about those 8 steps of how you can help your child change their behavior, please go to the links down below. Check out the free webinars. They're absolutely free, and you're going to get a free gift just by watching those webinars. So do it. Help your kids. It's an amazing program. And I'm trying to promote it all of this month. So here's a bonus for today. By watching today, if you're interested in purchasing the behavior management program, I'm going to be giving one lucky person $50 off of the program, and I'm going to have you do these 3 things to qualify. The first one is easy. Just like this post. Bam, touch that little heart button. The second thing you need to do is tag 2 friends that could use this advice in this video. Somebody who has a child that may need this kind of help, tag 2 people, spread the word. Let's help more people. And the third thing you need to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel, which the link is in the bio and so easy. I'll make sure the links are down below. And then you qualify to win that $50 off the behavior management program. It's an amazing thing. Life-changing, game-changing program. I hope you check it out. And I hope that if you have a question for me for next week, you submit it. Direct message me on social media or email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. And until then, guys, you got this. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.